Tony D on the third shift.
This guy's on. Back to him.
Back to the Quicken Loans studios.
And back to Tony D.
It's Tony D here on the Nighttime on Yahoo Sports Radio. As we continue through the night tonight, looking at the conference championship games, we bring in Vinny Iyer from Sporting News on our Progressive Insurance Hotline to help us break down what we're going to see on Sunday. How are you, Vinny?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, thank you very much for your time tonight. All right, let's start in the NFC where the Carolina Panthers are taking on Arizona. This seems to be a pretty even matchup. When you look at this, what is the X factor that you think is going to come out of that NFC championship game?
Well, I think it's the two things that you can look at, really. Same positions on different teams. The Carolina wide receivers is one of them going to make a big play against a pretty good Cardinals secondary. And then on the other side, a very good Cardinals receiving core against kind of a patchwork secondary that is beyond Josh Norman. So I think you're looking for a big play there to see who can come through on that side.
In terms of the Arizona defense, and it's a pretty solid unit, but against a runner, a quarterback runner like Cam Newton, how have they fared in those situations?
Well, you look at they've faced Russell Wilson a couple times. They've had mixed success with him. They scored a lot of points in both games, so that's not a good sign. But the thing is, they're going to have to blitz to bring pressure, and I don't know if that's a good thing because Cam Newton has struggled against the blitz a little bit, but he's still a hard guy to bring down. I think he'll move around, buy some time, and make some plays. And I think that's the difference because I don't think Carson Palmer, as well as he's looked moving around a little bit, making that play against Green Bay, that's a big advantage of this game. When plays break down, Cam Newton is going to make a big pass while Carson Palmer can't.
When we talk about two quarterbacks that each have thrown 35 touchdowns and the weapons, Greg Olsen and what Carson Palmer has, how about the running game for both teams? Is that going to be a factor at all in this one?
Yeah, it definitely will be. I mean, Arizona has to be a little concerned that Green Bay racked up for more than 130 yards rushing. Eddie Lacy also had a nice big run there. And then Jonathan Stewart is coming off having a big run in his game with 100 yards against a tough Seattle defense. So I think they're a little bit weaker up front in stopping the run. But you look on the other hand, David Johnson has been outstanding for Arizona. And I think with him, the danger is in the passing game because you have those other wide receivers and then they can put them out there wide and create a matchup as well.
Who gets the defensive edge in this matchup? These are two really good defenses. Who gets the edge?
I think it's Carolina, only because they don't necessarily have to blitz to get to the passer. You look at the disparity in the pass rush and sack production. Carolina's way up there, and it's because they can get to you with their front four. Kawan Short, you through the middle, had 11 sacks. So he kind of opens up everything, working the inside, get the outside guys. They have a pretty deep rotation there, and that's how they get to the passer mainly. And they can also bring well-timed blitz as they did against Seattle as well.
All right, let's go to the AFC where it's Manning Brady for the 17th time. But it's not the same Manning Brady that we're used to as we've watched Manning sort of deteriorate a little bit. But when you watch him and you see him play, how much deterioration are you seeing? How much lack of game are you seeing from Peyton Manning?
There's quite a bit, but he's still got his mind and the sharpness of being able to study film and see what the Patriots do and try to adjust his game a little bit. And I don't think he can go around throwing the ball deep, but then again, Tom Brady's not going to throw the ball deep much in this game either. He just doesn't have the guys to do that on the offensive line. So it's more about thinking and dunking on both sides, who can make the big plays after the catch to help out his quarterback. And then you look at the Patriots, Julian Edelman, Rob Gronkowski, just feel a little bit better about those two guys than the Demaryius Thomas and Emmanuel Sanders.
All right, so for the Patriots, it'll be up against this Denver defense that's number one in the NFL. We've seen Peyton Manning, we've seen Tom Brady play well against really good defenses in the postseason. Is this one going to be a problem for him, though?
I think as long as he sticks the formula of getting the ball quickly, I don't see them changing that or forcing the run when it's not there. That's two things they didn't do against Kansas City. They said, all right, Tom Brady, go to work, throw it short, get the guys open quickly, and having Edelman in there allows you to do that because he's that kind of route runner. Gets open and makes a move, and he's good to go. And then they get those short to 4, 5, 6 yard gains and set up the easy third down. So that's all about what Tom Brady is right now, trying to just protect his offensive line by getting rid of the ball and get his playmakers into the open field.
Vinny Iyer joins us, Sporting News on a Progressive Insurance Hotline as we go over the NFL championship games on Sunday. As far as the Patriots defense, how solid of a unit is that?
It's a little bit better now because they're healthier, and especially on the back end with Devin McCourty and the bunch. So they can contain these Denver receivers quite a bit, and they did in the first matchup. I think the concern there is the running game. They're not as deep as linebacker with Gerard Mayo out of there. So I think there's some opportunities there, and they had some chunk runs in the first game for Denver. So I think against the pass, they're also tough, and that makes it tough on Manning. But I think you can run on them if you have the right formations and blocking.
And is that going to be the big key for Denver? Because we know what Manning is in sort of limited going downfield. How important is this running back been to Denver's offense, not only the whole year, but in this game?
It's very critical because it's their source of big plays, first of all. I mean, they had some nice runs in the first game. It's also the way to maintain possession, keep Tom Brady off the field. And it's also how they finish in the red zone and score those touchdowns to make up for those long drives. So there's so many little elements there. Then you throw in the play action and making Manning comfortable there, getting the favorable shots. So the running game is pretty much the be-all, end-all for the Broncos' hopes this week.
We're doing a little bit of retro on the Manning-Brady thing, and Vinny is a guy that covers the league and is guys who have seen many of these matchups. What is Manning-Brady? When you think of this matchup and how it should be remembered, how should it be remembered?
Well, I think it should be remembered for the most part of more Belichick Manning and how he's kind of contained him over the years, and Tom Brady's had that dominant edge, but a lot of it has been the New England defense and what they've been able to do, whether Peyton Manning's been a Colt or a Bronco. And then recently, tables have turned. It's actually been a while since Tom Brady has gotten the better of Peyton Manning in the playoffs. Had the Colts' big comeback in Indianapolis, the loss in Denver a couple of years ago. So it's actually gone the other way of late. But what I'll remember is just two guys, two professionals, going out there, playing hard every time, and giving their team a very good chance to win.
Do you think if this is the end of for Peyton Manning, does he try to make it one more year, or do you think he's going to be done?
Well, I think the key there is one more year, because it's not just the playing, it's the preparation and how much he wants to train his body in the offseason. It's another grind that he steps into, so that's the decision he'll have to make, and whether it ends now or after the Super Bowl, he's got to see how he feels after that, but definitely he's got all kinds of options on the table, ownership, the broadcast booth, consulting, whatever he wants to do is right in front of him. So he has a really tough decision to make depending on the outcome of the season.
If Denver does not have Chris Harris for this game, and he's probable, so he's probably going to play, but if he can't or is limited, how much of a problem will that be for their Denver defense?
It's going to be a huge problem because he's the one guy, if you look at their defense, he's the best structured to go and cover the slot. He was a very good slot corner, and they like him there. When they have three corners out there. So he's the guy that can slow down Edelman. You need him at full strength, and that if he's not at all feeling right and can't turn his body the way he wants for Edelman, he's kind of cooked in that matchup.
Again, Vinny Iyer, sporting news on the NFL championship games coming up on Sunday. Really appreciate your time tonight. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
So again, looking ahead to the conference championship games, Vinny Iyer of Sporting News. So I'm looking at this and I go, hey, I like Denver's defense, but I'm kind of leaning towards the Patriots. They're just too healthy. But I'm intrigued by the Carolina-Arizona game now due to weather. This is going to be really interesting. If it's snowy and rainy and yucky, I mean, a team in Arizona and a team in Carolina playing in snow and sloppy, wintry weather. This could be a little interesting. I think Carolina wins the game anyway, because I think their running game is better. And in those kind of conditions, your running game is going to be better. I think it's slightly better. But in the end, I just like them at home. They're a 15-1 team. They're 8-0 at home. Their quarterback is loose. He's playing great. Defense is good. Carson Palmer will probably rebound. I can't guarantee it. Heck, I don't know. Cam Newton could throw three interceptions on it. I like this, though. I really like the way these are going to play out. I think it's going to be sit back and enjoy. All right, coming up, your NBA All-Star Game rosters were set. Same old usual suspects. One glaring omission. And then Stan Van Gundy doesn't like a particular style of play. Who does like this particular style of play? I'll tell you next. Yahoo Sports Radio.